Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
Fellow Americans, it is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
My name is Dr. Drake.
Yeah.
Robert Ford.
Okay, we get it. Start the show.
Yeah. I got you.
Bella, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Show you right.
I thought Robbie spit some stuff in the background, so that's why it's kind of quietly into your thing, man. Of course. Welcome to Talking Sports with the 12th Man. The month of July is flying. It is Thursday, the 13th, and of course, you are ready. We are ready to talk sports with the 12th Man. I'm going to check in with my fellow co-host, who I would never trade for cash considerations. Never. I would always keep him, man. So let's check in with my crew. First and foremost, Mr. JQ, how you feeling this evening, sir?
Did you already tell him I'm wrong?
JQ?
You talking to me, man? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
I'm good. I'm out, man. Listen, I'm on tape delay right now. I'm struggling a little bit with getting back right from South Beach. So, no, you guys just gotta forgive me. I'm good. I'm locked in. How you doing?
You didn't drink too many mojitos and too many beers, people.
Yeah, I had a whole bunch of them.
he was on the boat, you know, Rob, just chilling out, man. Take a picture.
You know. On South Beach, you got to have the Cuban drink. You got to drink those mojitos.
Oh, yeah, I had one with the big sugar cane stalk in it. Sure did.
Oh, wow. That's what we do. That's okay. As long as you have as
sorry
as
to
as
say,
you
our co-host is a lush.
As long as he enjoyed himself, that's all that matters, man. So.
You go, stop calling me out, Rob. I'm just out here having a good time enjoying the scenery.
Oh, man. Rob Ford, let's check out my other co-host. How's he feeling?
The beach, right?
Yeah, I'll talk about the beach and the water. Wink, wink.
Oh, we know what you're talking about. But Rob trying to turn it into something else. It's all good. Rob, what's up, bro? How you doing? How you feeling this evening, man?
Doing phenomenal. Ready to talk some sports, people. Let's make it do what it do.
He said phenomenal. So without further ado, let's kick this off. Of course, like we always like to do, you want to call into your boys, reach out to us. That number is always the 424-243-9519. That's the number. Reach out to us. We're on Twitter. If you go to at the number 12, THMAN Sports, we are in that arena. And then last but not least, you go to Facebook.com/TalkingSports with the 12th Man. Or if you put in 12th Man Sports, you will find us in that as well, too. So anyway, let's kick this off, and we got a lot of good topics. I do kind of, Rob, want to sort of make a slight change, only because there are some key news. We're going to talk about Cowboys. We're going to talk about some things that are happening as far as some trade talk that's been happening. There's been a lot of signings. We didn't get a chance to talk about the Paul George move, so we're going to talk about that too. But let's kick it off, I guess, with some NFL news. No. Well, there's another somebody else that hit me up about that too. So you know, just stay tuned, bro. I'm just trying to talk about that too as well too. So anyway,
we're gonna get people what they want then.
Yeah. So let's talk about this. Let's kind of get some NFL talking, and let's talk about the Cowboys, how they top the list of Forbes top 50 sports franchises for the second short year. I really don't think this is a huge shock. And kind of weaving in some basketball talk and certain franchises that are more valuable, because you got to give the ownership a lot of credit, a lot of the stigma as far as America's team and the Cowboys, the way they've been promoted. So, that's not surprising, but I'll let you kind of start this off, Rob, and kind of give your thoughts about this particular topic and go from there, sir.
Well, yeah, obviously it's a brand that's very popular, of course. In America and even a little bit outside of America too. So, yes, they are the most valuable franchise from a dollars and cents standpoint of any sports franchise in the world. Of course, number two is my beloved New York Yankees. I saw Aaron Judge win that home run derby the other night, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Yeah.
So the New York Yankees are number two. 3, 4, and 5 is all soccer teams in Europe. And then you have the New England Patriots taking the number 6 spot as the most valuable teams in all of sports.
Who's number one, Rob, by the way? Who's number one on that list?
The Dallas Cowboys.
I think they're number two on that list.
$2 billion. I like to call them the Dallas Cowgirls.
That's all
two on the list. The New York Yankees, $3.7 billion. Manchester United, number three, $3.69 billion. Barcelona, $3.64 billion. And Real Madrid, number five, $3.58 billion. And then you have the Patriots, number six, $3.4 billion. New York Knicks, $3.3 billion. Another New York team, the Giants, at $3.1 billion.
Nice.
And the 49ers and Lakers run out the top 10.
Nice.
Both valued at $3
billion. Nice. Go ahead, JQ, and give us your thoughts about that list.
Yeah, I was just waiting on him because I know that train is never late. I knew the Cowgirls reference was on its way. That man, Rob, never disappoints. But he's absolutely right. They are just a brand amongst themselves. Internationally, you talk about they're really big, also in Mexico, and not surprising, though, we can talk about Jerry Jones and his, meddling ways. Built that new stadium. He's helped, keep that brand improved in terms of his value. So I'm not really surprised by that coming out, when you say that they're valued at that. Because I think a good piece of that is that brand new stadium is valued into that as well. But, they're just a global brand. That's what they are right now. And, as much as we hate them, it is what it is.
Jerry's world.
Yeah, and you got to think, obviously there's some winning that had to help out that gentleman. The fact that, everything that's been happening in the Super Bowls. I am going to say, though, the fact that Jerry Jones' ego has kind of gotten in the way of certain things. And I think the fact that since Jimmy Johnson won a lot of those, titles, he was not happy with that. And ever since he fired Jimmy, I don't know if he's going to get the same type of success. That's just my humble opinion. But again, we'll see how that plays out. I know we got some good fans like Leonard, my boy. Shout out to him. I know he's a Cowboy fan because he grew up in Alabama, so that was the closest thing to him. So, again, we'll see how that plays out. And let's talk about, the Cowboys. And I guess
Alabama,
are they kind of on pace?
The NFL team is the Cowgirl.
Well, that's where he was at. That's what he told me. So he, I don't know. That's kind of where
he. Georgia,
you
got
the
Saints in Louisiana. You got the
That's where he went. That's where he went. I don't know what part of Alabama. That's where he went, but. Anyway,
you boys from Alabama, give us a call, man. How you gonna say the Cowboys is the closest thing to Alabama? Come on, man. Of course, you gotta go back to geography class.
Dude, maybe at the time, whenever he was, I have no idea. That's just what he said. So I'll let him clarify that. I'll talk to him and kind of get a chance to get that shout out to you if I misinterpret that. But that's what I remember. But anyway, let's talk about the Cowboys. I almost said Cowgirls. Will they win the NFC East again this year? And you got to think about Dak Prescott too as well. So we got a call, and I'm going to let you guys hold off too. So hold on, let me grab this call real quick, and we will go from there. Well, caller, you are officially talking sports with 12 men. Hello. Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
What's up?
Are you calling? You have a question for us?
It's Mike.
Oh, that's Mike.
Oh,
okay,
Big
bad.
Mike.
Is he calling just to kind of look on the phone? Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Okay, I just wanted to
the Green Bay Packers call. And then
oh man, you all haven't got the package yet. Stand by.
I've been cheap. But I'm back.
Big Mike is back, America, ready to add his he's our resident Packer fan too. But that's okay, man. We love all of our folks calling in, showing some love too. So, and I'm not gonna hold off the fact that talking about super annoying fans just yet too. But anyway, let's keep this on and let's talk about this. And I'm gonna kick this off with you, JQ. There's a lot of love, Mike. There's a lot of love, I promise. And let's talk about will the Cowboys win the NFC East again? And I guess the question is, are people going to figure out Dak Prescott in his sophomore season and Zeke Elliott? Are they going to surprise people, or kind of what's your thoughts as far as them going into the season? JQ?
No, the surprise is over. I don't know if you saw the other day where they talked to Dak Prescott about Ezekiel Elliott being in the all-new thing for ESPN, the magazine, and he wasn't real happy about it. He was saying, you know, if you got that kind of prestige, you should be using it, you know, for charities and uplifting other people. And I was really shocked at that Dak would come out and say that without, you know, at least dressing that with Zeke, you know, in-house first. And I don't know if they've done that or not, but I don't know if they win it. There seems like there's a little disharmony. I mean, you got two, you know, second-round players that both hit the ground running last year, and you would think that they would be in lockstep, right? So when I heard him say that, you know, sometimes chemistry messes things up. I don't know. I don't know if I say that. If Eli could ever pull his head out as you know what, he's going to have OBJ and Brandon Marshall and Sterling Shepard. He's going to have a fantastic receiving core. I don't know. I mean, Giants defense is going to be better. I think the Giants are going to win the East.
Wow. Good call. What are your thoughts about that, Rob?
JQ stole my thunder here. I was kind of going in the same direction. I like the Giants to win the NFC East this season. I mean, offensively, they can be really explosive. If Eli Manning takes care of football with Brandon Marshall, Odell Beckham, they can have improved their running game. The defense improved last season. I think it'll still be better. And I think when you talk about the Cowgirls, you lost pretty much your whole secondary this past season. So it's going to be really interesting if they can compete with that young secondary. They lost the corners. They lost their top three corners from this past season. They may be better a little bit in the front seven department, but you just wonder how they're going to be in that secondary. And, you know, obviously this day and age, you really got to have six good guys back there in your secondary because of all the passing offenses in the NFL. So that's where I think the Cowboys could struggle. I think offensively they'll still be able to compete, but they'll still be strong with offensive line. They'll still have the Dak Prescott and Zeke Elliott. But I think they'll finish second in the NFC this season. I think the New York Giants are the team to beat in the NFC East.
Yes, sir. I agree. And for some reason, I don't know why Mike just dropped off. He's trying to tell us something, too, because we're getting ready to talk about his Packers. So I don't think he wants to drum back on or what. But all right,
we'll give him a little bit of an echo.
Okay, gotcha. Let's kind of talk about this, too. And I agree with you guys both as far as that. And very, very interesting point, JQ, about what Dak said, too. And I agree, man. I think that, you know, it could be an interesting season because as the Cowboys found success, as you said, JQ, and I don't know Zeke personally, you know, anything like that, but, you know, maybe he's kind of like feeling himself and he's like, oh, we got to do this. And you got to realize that they're gunning for you, bro. You know, so it's not that easy to be that, you know, you think you had a good season, so everyone's going to kind of have a little target on your back, bro. So we'll see how that plays out, and I agree that I think that the Giants are like, all right, we got something for y'all guys, man. So anyway, that's just me. Let's keep it going here, and let's talk about the fans here, and I think this may be all Rob, so send all your emails to Rob Ford. Are the Cowboys fans super annoying? And I guess let's let you answer that, Rob, right off the gate, man.
Well, I'm going to start off by saying, hell yeah.
Oh, man.
So if they won the Super Bowl since, 1995, if I'm not mistaken, 22 years, and they still think they're the best thing since sliced bread, get out of here.
Uh-oh. So you got?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, the Cowboys fans are out of control, man. They you know, they're almost as bad as these Georgia fans, and I'm sorry to say it, but they just, you know, we're going to win every year. Yeah, they're just out of control. They have no sense of, come on, man, how about you just go 11-5? And I mean, you had a good year last year, but you're not going to speak up on anybody this year. And you're right, they lost the whole secondary. But the fans are going to believe the Cowboys are going to win it every year. You just can't tell them no different.
Man, you gotta love the excitement, guys. Man, come on, man. You know, they're just supporting their team, man. They're going all in. You know, you can't talk any ish to a Cowboy fan, man. They are ready to keep it going. They are ready to talk ish, whatever you want to say, man. That is what they're going to do. It's like they just like the Philly fans, man. And no offense to Philly fans, they just ready.
Cowgirls fans, Andre.
I'm not. I'm just trying to be. I'm just trying to, like, again. I know everybody from all spectrums of life, man. So it's just crazy to hear that. And I'm just trying to, like, you know,
Philly fans
do that. Santa
Claus with snowballs and batteries.
That's a whole nother conversation right there. Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah.
That's just nuts, man. So, I mean, I'm not saying they're like.
Well,
that bad. I'm
well,
just talking
fans,
about annoying versus like crazy. Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Name a stadium that has a freaking jail below. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That should tell you a whole thing about what's happening with that, man. They got a jail right ready, right for it, right down. Ooh! Oh, man. Anyway.
Philly fans and Oakland Raiders fans. Sorry, Oakland. Y'all don't got one more year to watch the team, but they're the worst fans. Well, they're the craziest.
Not
fans.
The worst fans.
Philly fans.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Fans. Not the worst.
Philadelphia
yeah.
fans are the most violent fans. I think Cowboys
yeah.
fans are the most delusional fans. They're delusional.
Delusional.
There's a difference. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't rule out the Chicago Bears, too. They're rootless, too. Their fans are rootless.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, deep down.
The Bears are getting beat. They'll start rooting for the Packers, even if the Packers ain't even playing.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, he's just out here throwing shots.
Well, speaking of throwing shots, we
Bears
are ready to
get stuff.
Okay. Yeah, you team him up, Rob.
JQ said, okay. JQ said, I love. All right, so speaking of this, and this sounds like it's the moment for Mike here. Are the Packers a Super Bowl contender this season? Should we let Mike answer this? I'm kind of scared. I'm kind of excited at the same time.
We don't want to buy his answer, Mike. We'll let you go first, Mike, but we don't want to buy his answer.
I'll give a reasonable response here. I think as long as Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback, they're a Super Bowl contender. End rant.
Just like that. End the rant. That was really short and really sweet. Well, we know that he's going to be the quarterback, so I don't know what else to comment on that. JQ, do you have anything to say to that?
Well, you know me. I think they're going to make the playoffs. I would amend his statement for my own. That I think Green Bay, as long as they have Aaron Rodgers and a somewhat middle-of-the-road defense, they're a playoff team. That defense has got to get better. They've got to get better. He's got to stay healthier. And I mean, I think they found something in Ty Montgomery. So I think they've got a shot. Because I'm looking at that NFC, and your Falcons take nothing away from them. But now this year they play a first-place schedule, and they aren't sneaking up on anybody anymore. So, yeah, they didn't have a first-place schedule last year, but they got one this year.
Yeah, the schedule was tougher last year, honestly. It was more of a gauntlet
okay,
than this year.
Play.
But that's not going to say
you
anything.
You play all
yeah,
the division
but,
winners. You play all the division winners.
The thing is,
see, you're going to be in trouble.
The thing is, every year, your schedule can look very easy, but by the time you get to about week five, week six, everything changes. There could be some teams that look like they're going to be bottom feeders that all of a sudden are 3-2, 4-1. Some teams that you thought were going to be 4-1 might be 2-3. So,
sure.
You know, it all pans out in the end. You got a league that you play against that the parity is greater than it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't play it. I don't trust anything that goes into those strength of schedule rankings. Every Sunday is any given Sunday.
Okay.
Indeed.
That's part of that
Indeed.
Is true. But part of that, you still play the first place teams in there. But if we want to look at it, let's talk about the NFC. So, you know, I think Atlanta's going to be there. But I think Atlanta's going to be a dog fight in that division. So I don't think they're going to be able to run away like they did last year. I think they're going to have more competition. Looking at NFC West, I'm not really sold on Arizona. Seattle, I think, can probably be there. You look at the NFC North, you don't trust Detroit. You don't trust Chicago. You look at the NFC East, we're talking about the Redskins also lie at the wide receiver core. Could they get better? Yes. But we think the Giants overtake the Cowboys. You have the Cowboys there. So you're talking about six teams make the playoffs. And we're only really talking about maybe seven or eight teams. If we're looking at the NFC, we look at them, okay, I see those guys making the playoffs. So if I'm looking at Green Bay, I'm going to say they have, of course they make the playoffs. And they got a shot at the throne because they have Aaron Rodgers. And if you have an elite quarterback, if you got a top three quarterback, you got a shot. But I'm not going to this the schedule making because a lot of times, and I'll take my Bengals for example, where they come up where they're the third place team and they play that third place schedule and then they vault up to being the division winner. And then when they get that division winner, then they have to play the Patriots and then are the Colts or whoever and they get murdered that next year playing all those first place teams. Those things come from consideration. It just that's just a fact.
I'm not downplaying the schedule. I think the Packers got a tough schedule this year, including the fact that they got to play the AFC North. And let me take a sidetrack here. Does everybody here know that Jaquan and I are going to be up there on September 24th?
They know. Let Rob know.
Cincinnati at Green Bay. And one of us is going to have to wear the opposing team's jersey on the flight back from Milwaukee to Atlanta. And I'm pretty sure he's going to be wearing green and gold.
I'm sorry to
hear that. Let's take some pictures of this moment too, man. So yeah.
I think he took a fool's bet, to be honest with you.
He's gonna be in that Anthony Munoz jersey. Don't. I actually let him wear Austin Palmer. So he'll kind of catch it. So he's good.
Definitely wearing Jordy Nelson jersey.
Go. Okay, we're not talking to you no more. Go ahead, Rob.
We're gonna pump up that week too, man. I'm sure that's gonna be awesome.
Well, I don't really have a whole lot more to add to it, other than the fact that you all get the obvious answer. As long as Aaron Rodgers is the starting quarterback of that team, they will be a contender. There's no doubt about it. And especially if he can play like the way he played toward the end of last season. Now, the beginning of this past season and the end of the prior season, it wasn't the Aaron Rodgers that we were accustomed to seeing. But if he can get back to form the way he played toward the end of last season, definitely they could be a contender for the Super Bowl. I project them to win the NFC North, and so they'll be right there in the running. As JQ already mentioned, I mean, hey, if you are 15 or better in a defensive category, then they're definitely a playoff contender. Could even be a Super Bowl contender, and they've had a lot of injuries over the last couple of years too on the offense, especially on the offensive side of the ball. So they can even keep their receivers healthy. That can be really scary for the rest of the league if they can keep Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb and some of their additional receivers healthy as well. But definitely, I'm not going to say they're going to the Super Bowl, but they definitely are in the hunt. I mean, shucks, they made the NFC Championship game last year, so they were only one game away.
Yeah, I agree with you, Robin. Let me just say one more thing on that, and I'm going to take the Homer effect out right here.
Yeah, right.
We very well could be 0-2 to begin the season because we got Seattle opening up at home, and who knows how Seattle could play against us. And then we come down and open up Atlanta Stadium week two, and that I'm already figuring that to be a loss. So depending on how that first week goes, we could be 0-2, but. You know, Jaquan's going to come up there and get the Lambeau experience, and we're going to be 1-2.
Yeah, right. Okay. Okay. I'm taking this foolishness away from the phone call.
I got to say.
Yeah, you keep that over there.
I love Mike's passion for it, man. I love it. See, that's what it's all about. That's what we like to do. Oh, man. So, Robert, appreciate you throwing some football in there, sir, as always, man, to kind of get the juices flowing, as they say. So we're keeping it going.
Those pads are going to be popping coming in a couple of weeks.
Oh, I know, man. We're so excited, man. So we'll keep it on. Like I said, right now, NFL's it's kind of quiet. There's some, you know, minor moves happening too right now. We'll talk about camp stuff. No one's getting in too much trouble just yet. So, you know, time is short here. So we'll talk about that too. But let's kind of talk about some NBA stuff here. And I know JQ was very, very passionate, to say the least, about not getting Lonzo Ball to join his team. And me and Rob kind of tempered him. We were pretty much telling him that in spite of the distractions, i.e. his father, Lonzo Ball was a pretty decent player, pretty good player, and Rob did a good job of selling this. So now, after that horrendous 2-15 start, he actually has been playing very impressively. And I like to kind of like let you kind of give your impressions of what's happening, JQ, your thoughts, and we'll let the Professor Rob kind of like wrap it up too. So tell me your thoughts about Lonzo Ball. Are you kind of okay with this? Is he warming up to you, JQ, I guess is the question.
No, it's summer league. No. I mean, he's supposed to do that. It's summer league, man. He's playing –
other rookies and second, third round guys that are trying to get a tryout for to be the 15th man on the team? No, I'm not excited about that. When he does that against stars in this league and I see tangible results with that team, with him leading it, then I may say, okay, yeah, you know what, I was wrong. But for me, he's just doing what he should be doing from the get go. You can't get so high, you can't get so low. I don't think he was a bum when he went 1 for 15 in that game, and I also don't think he's the greatest because he scored 36 points the other night. Like, you know, we got to temper that. But he should be doing that against summer league competition. That's just me.
Wow, tough crowd. Rob, do you have to, like, you want to do a better job of telling him Lonzo Ball, or just is he kind of accurate with the statement?
Well, I knew that was going to be Jake Hughes' response. And I just knew it. And I would say he's probably 80% correct. And,
thank you.
It is summer league, and you want to temper your expectations a little bit here. But at the same time, you want to see him have this kind of performance, because if he's not having this kind of performance in summer league, then you ought to be really worried. But I do think Lonzo Ball has an opportunity. I think he's a once-in-a-generation type of passer. The guy sees the floor really well. He's got, you know, the 6'6 frame, the see over defenses. You know, he's going to be a little bit more consistent with his shot. He got off to a really rough start here in his first couple of summer league games, and then he started to really shoot the ball pretty well the other night when he scored 36 and he was 12 for 22. I think it was 3 for 10 from the three-point line. But I think more than anything, the thing you want to really see him do in the summer league is give your offense a nice flow, which he's been really doing, directing traffic, running the offense. Like I said, he's a once-in-a-generation type passer. And so I think, like I said, 80% of it is, yes, it is summer league. You don't want to get too excited. But at the same time, you want to see him have this kind of effect on the game, you know, at this level as well. So it could definitely translate. And I remember when Chris Paul first came in the summer league, and he was, you know, really impressive. And Byron Scott said, I've seen enough at a couple of games. So, I mean, it's still a good sign that he is improving, and he's giving his team a nice offensive flow here in summer league. It's a good sign if you're a Laker fan, but, you know, of course.
It's summer league, though. Don't get me wrong. I want him to succeed. I don't want him to be a bust. I want that to work out for my Lakers. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely want that. But what I do, I'm just saying to the point of, you got to understand that the competition level he's playing against. Yeah, some of those teams, you know, they're playing their first-round picks, no doubt. But when you're talking about, you know, the second and third players on those teams through 12 or 15, a lot of those guys are dudes that they've called up in the G League, dudes that are out there just on a summer league contract trying to make the team. So he's not playing the creme de la creme, so to speak, in summer league. So for me, being a second pick in the draft with that kind of hype, you're supposed to do those things. I agree. You want to see him do those things so you feel better about taking him number two. I get that. But he's in a lose-lose situation, honestly, playing the summer league. If he doesn't do well, he's going to be a bust. If he does play well, then, yeah, this is what he's supposed to do. So, I mean, for right now, he's just in a lose-lose, and I think he's got to understand that. And as fans, you have to understand that as well. We got to make sure that he gets to understand the flow of what, you know, Luke Walton wants to do in the system and getting to know some of those younger teammates he has. But we aren't really going to know until October, November, December. We know when the live bullets really start flying and the lights get the brightest, what that dude can do.
Yeah. You know, right now, yeah, he's right. I mean, most of these guys that's in the summer league are dudes that came out street playing park ball. So, I mean, that's the bottom line, what he's going up against right now.
Wow. All right. Thank you for keeping us tempered for that, JQ, man. Again, that random dose of reality, it's good to know, man. So, yeah, good times. Hey, man, that's what it's all about. speaking of random doses of reality, Melo, there's been a lot of speculation as far as where he's going to go. And again, shout out to Jeff, man. Jeff Camp, my boy, we appreciate you showing some love for that too, man. He's a Giants fan too, so he loves the fact that the Giants are going to be taking the division over the Cowboys, man. So he's all about that. But again, give me a note too. Yeah, it's all good. But secondly, let's talk about Melo, and I guess, is he a good fit for the Rockets? And then is he close to joining the Rockets? Because, I don't know how true this is, Rob, if it's kind of like – is this where he's going to? Because I know there's some word on the street that, you know, he had two contenders, Cleveland and the Rockets. So, you know, maybe like Melo kind of say, hey, I want to go here because there's a better opportunity. And I don't know what's going to happen with LeBron. But kind of tell us your assessment on this situation, Rob.
Well, right now the Rockets are the favorite. Now, the latest news coming out of the New York Knicks camp tonight is they're putting the trade talks on hold. And obviously the New York Knicks are hiring a new general manager, which they should be announcing. The gentleman from the Sacramento Kings is going to be coming over to be the new general manager for the New York Knicks. So they want to give him an opportunity to evaluate the Knicks roster, sit down with Carmelo, and, of course, sit down with Jeff Hornacek and see which direction they want to go. So they pretty much put the trade talks on hold. Personally, I still think Carmelo is going to be traded. And right now the Rockets seem to be the favorite. And the Cavs still desperately are trying to acquire him as well, even though the Rockets, like I say, is the favorite to acquire him. Now, will he mess with Houston? Now, I think it just depends on how much Houston's going to have to give up here in this trade. And obviously, I'm sure Chris Paul and James Harden is untouchable. So, I mean, what are you going to give up in this trade? Are you giving up Eric Gordon and Ryan Anderson? How many of your big men are you giving up here? So I think it's yet to be seen what's going to be given up here. I personally think you need three All-Stars plus Carmelo Anthony to be a contending team. Chris Paul, James Harden, and Carmelo is not going to put them past the Golden State Warriors. Like I said, Carmelo Anthony hasn't met a statue he can guard yet. So I mean, you have to have three All-Stars on your team. And Carmelo being that guy that can give you that offensive punch. I mean, he can still put the points up on the board. So obviously he's a major weapon, you know, knocking down threes, getting to the paint. But he's going to be a liability on the defensive end. Will it be a top four team in the West? No doubt about it. But you got to have three All-Stars plus Carmelo Anthony if you're going to be contending with the Golden State Warriors.
And don't fall asleep either, man, whenever you're watching workouts, man. That's just not a good thing, man. I'm just saying, man, because have to find yourself looking for a job, man. So, Jake, you go ahead, bro.
No, he did it right. He fell asleep, and he got all that money getting fired. So, you know, whatever. He's he's a genius. But, you know, Rob, I'm not going to rehash the points that Rob made because he's absolutely right. I'm just looking at it from a different standpoint of, what is going on with the Knicks? They're hiring somebody from the Kings. What have the Kings done as a front office that makes you say, you know what, I need that guy? The ones that came out and said, you know what, we got a better deal for DeMarcus Cousins, but we didn't take it, so we took him to New Orleans. Like, why would you do that? And then
that was
the
thought process.
And the second part of that is, if you read the reports, you know, they need a lot of third and fourth team help because to the points that Rob made. So I think that's probably why they're shutting it down a little bit, because if they can't get that third and maybe that fourth team involved, they're going to be able to put in those sweeteners and those draft picks and be willing to take on Ryan Anderson's contract. So I think it's more of that, but that's just the state of where the Knicks are, and it sucks for those fans in New York, because if I was a fan, that's the first thing I would think about. Like, if you give me somebody out of Golden State or San Antonio, you know, somewhere like that where they say they're coming over, you're like, okay, you know, this dude is bringing a winning legacy. He knows how to build a culture. What, the Sacramento Kings? Mm. Come on, man.
Yeah. Man, the Knicks, man.
Shaquille O'Neal called them back in the day, the Sacramento Queens.
Yes, sir.
And so, you know, ever since the Knicks are such an easy target, man, I apologize for my Knicks fans. I'm sorry, Dwayne, man. That's my boy. But, you know, you guys still paying Bobby Bonilla, man. In New York. I'm talking New York in general. I'm just saying, like, you know, Allen Houston's still getting paid probably. I mean, there's some contracts. Mm-hmm. You're like, man, seriously? You know, it's just crazy to me. But, you know, and now, like you said, they're getting the guy that doesn't really have this. He came from the Sacramento Kings. It's just not a good sight, too. And you are going to wonder, like, what the Knicks are going to get from Houston, because it's not going to be a lot. Houston's kind of built something. So this is, again, a lose-lose scenario, man. So it's just not right, you know. So they can only hope that Kristaps Porzingis is going to stick around, man. That's the only, like, bright light they got, man. So, you know, and this is my last thought, too, man. You remember whenever Jeremy Lin was doing all that stuff for New York at the time, Carmelo hated it, man. And that's just – it's just terrible, man. That's just, anyway, that's my little tangent here. I don't know.
Yeah,
anything else to talk about?
They do work out this deal with the Rockets. It's going to be a 14 trade. So it'll be the Knicks, the Rockets. I hear the Pelicans are probably going to be the third team in there. I'm not sure who this 14 is going to be. Ryan Anderson will probably go back to the Pelicans. And so we'll have to see. I'm trying to figure out if he goes to the Pelicans, what are the Knicks getting in return? Are they getting all draft picks? Are they getting cash? Are they getting expiring contracts? Are they going to be their major player in a free agency next year? So it's going to be really interesting. I mean, what are you going to get in this particular trade if you're the New York Knickerbockers?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's where you got to get that fourth team. But the thing, what does the fourth team get, right? Because somebody's in the picks. It's got to be the Pelicans in the fourth team because Houston doesn't have them. They don't have anything but really Ryan Anderson and maybe Eric Gordon if they get desperate to get Carmelo. But I just don't know how this works unless they just dupe a team or I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Here's some candy. Here's some candy. Here's some candy. I love it. Hold on. We got to grab this call. Hello and welcome to Falcons Sports with the 12th Man.
Are we still talking about Carmelo?
We are still talking about Carmelo. What's going on?
This is Jeff.
Jeff,
I've been the one blowing you up on Facebook.
Oh, it's all good, man. We shot you some love, man. Go ahead, man. Tell me your thoughts.
At least
we talk about
man. Something related to New York City. my whole thing
good.
With Carmelo. All right. I don't have the NBA knowledge. But here's my thing with Carmelo. He was incredible at Syracuse.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's all acknowledge that was 15 years ago, right? Roughly.
Right. Yeah.
He was incredible. He was a freshman. He won a national championship. A trivia question. How many years have they made the playoffs? Has his team made the playoffs in the NBA?
Carmelo Anthony?
Cool.
Yeah. Once?
Well, I know
he
only took the Knicks to the playoffs one time, but he took the Nuggets to the playoffs 3 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to crap on him. He's a great player. But the whole, he's not a game changer.
He's overrated.
Yeah, overrated.
To a certain extent,
yes.
And a lot of that is the defensive end. I mean, he's a great shooter, to a certain extent, a great rebounder. If you want to stretch it out, maybe a facilitator. He's not, there's a reason he's not with the Cavs. Because, if LeBron doesn't want him with the Cavs, he's not. I remember seeing articles a couple months ago. If the Cavs can get, or maybe not a couple months ago, but after the finals, if the Cavs can get Carmelo, they're a new super team. Like, you put Carmelo with the Cavs, are they going to beat the Warriors?
Yeah.
No.
That's a good call.
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
That should be
trade
Kevin Love, too.
That was
Love.
The whole thing.
Yeah,
they'd have to trade Love to get Carmelo. So let's say you exchange him, and Love has a lot of, a lot of issues, too. But if let's say you replace the two of them, are they going to beat the Warriors? No.
Listen, I think LeBron wants Carmelo. I think LeBron wants Carmelo for the Lowski. He wants that five-finger discount. He don't want to have to give up to get Carmelo Anthony. He just wants to be able to fleece New York to get Carmelo. But you're right. He's not going to give up anything of substantial.
Yeah. I'm not trying to crap on – I'm not on him. He's a very good player. One of the best, arguably, top 100 all-time. I don't know. But I don't know.
What are the Knicks thinking this offseason? You got to be wondering. They give $71 million to Tim Hardaway Jr. They give the full mid-level exception to Ron Baker. What is the Knicks front office doing?
It's all on Otto Porter for to get $24 million a year. Otto freaking Porter.
Yeah.
It's out of control, bro. It's out of control.
Well,
it's good to be an NBA
player
right now. God is good.
What have the Knicks been thinking the last 15 years? Like, they've done – and I'm a Hawks fan, but when Phil Jackson came to the Knicks, it was like, oh, here we go. They're going to come back. They're going to build back up. And Phil Jackson did nothing. He shot himself in the foot and the organization in the foot more times than not. He didn't do anything. It was – I don't know what the heck he was doing.
Well, that's the guy.
Well,
we
sleep on the job, literally.
I knew that was coming. Jeff, man, I know like we've got about 5 minutes here before we get ready to go to the OT portion. Did you have anything else to add, bro? Did you want to talk about that, or do you want to talk about I know you kind of posted about the McGregor Mayweather.
Well, I mean,
do you want to talk about that?
Yeah,
real
if we have a little
or,
time,
or,
we got another couple months to build it up. But I mean, that's the most exciting thing going on right now. I mean, I replied to a comment that, I mean, realistically, I mean, it's a 99.9% chance Mayweather is going to dominate. I mean, like I said, it's boxing, it's in a ring, it's 10-ounce gloves, and Mayweather is 49-0. I'm almost regurgitating what I posted, but all I'm saying, and this is coming from an acknowledged MMA bias, but for what it's worth, McGregor is bigger, stronger, younger, longer reach, more power, and I don't know. But again,
he's not gonna. Yes, he's not. Mayweather is not gonna let. He's not gonna let him get it to him. That's what I'm thinking, bro. He's not gonna let McGregor get to him, bro. He'll dance.
No, you're right.
What, man.
You're right. Yeah. I mean, right. If I had to put legit my family's money on the fight, I'm going to put every dollar I have on Mayweather winning a decision. I mean, there's a chance. I would say there's a chance McGregor could gas out and Mayweather might TKO him, but there's a big as far as gas tank, because I know, like I said, I'm a more of a MMA fan.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as gas tank, there's a lot. I mean, boxing is a savage sport for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as MMA, when you have wrestling, you have grappling, you have submissions, you have knees, elbows, kicks, everything, it's a much more taxing. So everyone's like, oh, you know, the most MMA can be is 5 rounds of 5 minutes, and boxing is 12 rounds, 3 minutes, 25 minutes for set 36 minutes. MMA is a different beast. When you have all those different aspects involved, that's a lot. As far as gas tank is involved, that's a lot more involved. But when all is said and done, and all the talk, and all the, and you've got to admit, the trash talk with these two guys is amazing. It's so fun. I think they're going to London next, and then somewhere else. There's a couple more cities. But when all is said and done, it's boxing, 10-ounce gloves, in a ring, and Mayweather's the king. He's the king.
Yeah.
Love him or hate him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got his personal issues, but he's 49-0. He's you know, people complain about his style, but what's the point of you're fighting someone with your fists? What do you not want to happen? You don't want to get punched in the head. And he's the best ever. He's been fighting for 20 years. And he's been caught maybe 5 times. He's maybe been hit flush on the button 5 times in 20 years.
Yep.
And I know he's 40 years old, but his speed and his reflexes, they're not gone. I mean,
all right, and you can stay with us too, guys. If you want to stay on with us, that's cool, man. We're gonna let Rob wrap up the OT. We got about a minute to wrap this up.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And then we'll get ready for it. No. Yeah, you can definitely call in because we appreciate your insight, man. We got like literally got 5 folks joining in the call, which is fantastic too. So we're good.
Okay.
So Rob, no.
Hey, McGregor, Mayweather, I don't give a shit. I want Holyfield, bro.
Oh, okay.
I want Holyfield.
No deal. We're bringing this back.
Atlantic City, Taj Mahal. Set it up, Big Rob.
All right, Rob.
Next week, ladies and
gentlemen. We got 40. Yep.
Thank you all for tuning in tonight. We're getting ready to go into our OT portion. Unfortunately, we can't give you this portion of our show live. Click on the same link. We still got more NBA to talk about on our OT portion, so click on the same link on tomorrow. You get the rest of our show. You don't want to miss it. We got some exciting stuff. Get you ready for next week, too. Next week, we're going to be on the air Wednesday night, people. That's going to be Wednesday night. I believe that's July 19th. We're going to be on the air next week on Wednesday night. So for our friends on the East Coast, New York, Philadelphia, Detroit, it's going to be 11 p.m. Our friends in the Central Time Zone, Minneapolis, Chicago, Houston, New Orleans, that's going to be 10 o'clock. And, of course, for our friends in California, that's going to be 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Wednesday night next week, July 19th. You don't want to miss us. We're getting ready for NFL training camp, NFL preseason, and, of course, the NBA off the season has been off the chain, so we'll have it all covered for you on next week. Good night.
You know what?
I'm not sure.
Mike has been off the
chain. I just hear Mike, like, cracking up in the background there, so I don't even know what's happening here, so we're going to keep it going, too. Jeff, man, you want to stay on with us more, man, or it's your call, man? I don't know if you want to, like, continue to hang out with us, man. You certainly can, man. So, you gonna stick around?
I felt like I rambled. Yeah. I'm down if you guys are.
Oh, man, we're having it's a party like we always do, man. We appreciate you checking in, man. So, Mike, are you done with your statement about the – are you done? Is Mike done, JQ? What's the deal?
Yeah, but for the girl prosperity, he's done for like this.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
Mike wanted to talk about was his Packers.
Yeah, that's all, yeah.
When he saw we talking about it,
he's still talking about right. Holyfield. I can tell you, he's
I think I could last up to 45 seconds in the ring with Holyfield.
That no way.
Right now.
Okay, go
my
ahead.
Buddy, Big Rob set
Mike
it up.
Mike is drinking. Mike is drinking. So you know, hey,
Big Rob.
So,
know me.
You talked earlier.
The only way you're gonna last that long is if you bite his ear off like Tyson.
Oh man! All right, really quickly, as I try to gain control a little bit, because I feel like Ernie, man, y'all are like Charles and Shaq over here, man, Kenny. So let's talk about this really quick.
You can't control that, man.
I know, man. I feel like that. We were showing.
I'm not saying anything.
So,
go ahead, Dre.
Are you kind of like a Giants fan, Jeff, too, or was I off of that too? Whenever we're hanging out, I know that you're a Falcon person too, but were you kind of like a Giants fan too a little bit as well? Or,
yeah,
or no?
Growing up, yeah, I've been a Giants fan my whole life, but we moved to Atlanta. Man, geez, coming up like 10 years ago.
Oh, we're not turning this to the Falcon talk. They're not on the show.
We're not. No, we're not. We're not.
Oh, come on.
I'm talking about the Giants. We're talking about the Giants, but I just wanted to. He's setting up the story, Rob. Come on, bro. Go ahead,
I quit. I was about to quickly turn to the Falcons because, honestly, I mean, as far as what you guys talked about with the Cowboys, I mean, what the Cowboys did last year was incredible. But, I mean, they are set up for
still Aaron Rodgers,
a sophomore slide for sure. I don't know. I think the Giants are probably set up. I mean, it seems like no team keeps winning consistently. It's going to change up. But I feel like the Cowboys are going to come back to earth a little bit. The only thing I was going to say with the Falcons is, did you hear the joke that I didn't watch the SDs, but did you hear the joke that the Peyton Manning said about the Falcons?
No, not yet.
And
not
it
yet.
Hurt.
It
hurt. I did not want to hear it. But he was like, he did a super genuine. He's like, you know, I want to send a shout out to the Falcons. You know, I believe in you. You know, Matt Ryan. Freeman, he like named everyone. He sold it hard as shit. Like, I believe in you. You're going to be back next year. I believe in you. And everyone started clapping. And then he's like, all right, I just want to get that out of the way right now. Cause I know, you know, three quarters through the show, you're going to fall asleep and stop paying attention. I was like, oh, damn. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Well, New Orleans.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't do a good, I didn't do it justice there, but it was a total dig at the Falcons. But, yeah, I'm a Giants fan, but more, you know, anymore, it's all Falcons. Like, it's my hometown team now. I grew up in Florida. I shouldn't have been a Giants fan anyway. It made no sense, but that's how I grew up. But, I don't know. All I'm saying is, the Giants are going to win. The Giants will win the East. Cowboys.
Gotcha.
Cowboys are going to get back in line. Get back in line. Cowboys,
Big Mike,
Cowboys
dude,
are going to win the
East. Joke.
Now, I still think the Cowboys will be a playoff team this year, but I don't think they'll win the division. I think they'll still get
it
in the wild card.
Wild card. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mike.
Peyton Manning walks into a bar. Bartender looks at him and says, "Hey, Peyton, why the long face?"
See?
He looks. He does look like a horse. You're right.
See? See, Michael was waiting for that moment. America,
yes,
we have quickly gone in another direction, but this has been one of the more entertaining episodes, man. I'm gonna have to like make note about this, man. This has been a fun episode. All right, we're kind of like again, we got about 10 minutes left in the show, and I guess let's kind of like get back on topic slightly here, and I guess you know Robert keeps showing some love to the Lakers here for some reason, and JQ,
yes,
your boy signed Kentavious.
I don't know why. I hate
him
too.
But it's all good. So what's up with that, Rob? Is that JQ? Is this something that does this make the Lakers a playoff contender? I don't even know why Rob put that in there.
Yeah.
Go ahead, man.
I was going to say, yeah, I was like, when I saw that, I said, come on, Rob, man. You know KCP don't make up the playoff contender, man.
Rob,
that was
like
just
a little shot, man.
Yeah, I said, come on. I honestly laughed when I saw that. I laughed. No. On no days does he move the needle that much to make them a playoff contender in that Western Conference. No chance.
Why'd you put it in there, Rob? Why'd you put it in there, Rob? What's the purpose of that, man? Seriously, come on, man.
Hey, man, you got to talk about the news, man. They signed him. He's a restricted free agent.
Oh, gosh. Man.
No, you could say they signed him. Was it a good signing?
Yeah.
You said, does that make him a playoff contender?
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe in the East.
Not talking
they
about
ma- they make the playoffs in the East.
A lot of people are Lakers fans.
In the East,
the
you're right.
Yeah.
Juan and I could make the playoffs in the East.
Yeah, they could make it in the East. I agree with
that.
Oh, man, the four of us, but we could be four against five and make the playoffs in the East.
Oh, man. A lot of trash talking going on. I love it. All right.
It's true, though.
Let's kind of talk about – that's true. Let's talk about as we wrap up the last topic, because I'm sure this is going to be fun. And let's talk about the Home Run Derby contest and obviously the All-Star Game was yesterday. And I want to ask you guys if you guys like the format because, again, like we talked about this earlier, I think the All-Star Game for Major League Baseball is the truest All-Star Game right now because it's the one game where it's really like All-Stars, the way the game is played, it's handled. It's not like the NFL or – you know, it's kind of glorified with the NBA where, you know, whatever. This is the truest sense of getting the best players out there on the field. Very entertaining game, just as a little side note. But very impressed with Aaron Judge. And I guess if I'm watching the home run contest, it kind of sucks because I see in the background here. Sorry. Where it was interesting because I don't know if I liked the format just as much because you had some cat that had 23 home runs and he barely made it and then the guy hits 10. It's just – I think there could be kind of a better way, just kind of like more of a general pool. But, again, very impressed with what Aaron Judge did. So I'm going to let everyone kind of do their comments. If you guys can keep it about a minute, we got about 8 minutes to get everyone's thoughts in there. So I'll start with you, Rob, and then we'll kind of pass around the room.
Obviously, it was one of the more impressive performances in any home run derby. I'm not saying that because the kid is a Yankee. But obviously, I don't really have an opinion one way or the other about the format. But I will just say it was a pretty impressive performance.
Yeah. JQ, he's a big guy.
Yeah,
too.
You know, I had an interesting time watching it because I was actually down there in South Beach, and it started raining, so the
you
TV went out.
You bro.
I was over there. You got
the strip club raining $1 bills.
Shut up, fool. So I put it on my phone and watched another piece of it.
Big Mike, I think he's telling the truth the way he was sending the text.
No, I went to the strip club, bro. But you know what? They had that format before where it was just a general pool and they cut down to the semis and the finals, and it had its ups and downs too. So I think they were trying to do something to inject some more life into it. I think it made it more exciting because, I mean, you know, you didn't have Stanton able to do something and kind of cakewalk into a semifinals. You got knocked out because he ran into somebody that was ready to play against him. So, you know, that dude came out jacked up to go against Stanton in Miami. I like that piece about it. He took it seriously competitively, and he knocked him out. So
yeah.
I'm okay with it. I thought it was really entertaining. Sometimes, you know, in the playoffs, sometimes you get a 3 seed who's not that great, but they get a real weak 6 seed, so you know they get a chance to move on, and you get those kind of, you know, quirky, you know, matchups here and there, but I still think the guy that was going to win won. I think Aaron Judge was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's there amazing. It is.
That rocket off the roof, man, that was incredible.
Yeah. Go ahead, Big Mike.
If I can say just a minute, I think the format was very entertaining. Like Quan said, you can run into somebody that's going to take your ass out in the first round, and I think Boer found that out real quick with Aaron Judge in that first round. I mean, the man hit 22 home runs, and Judge came up there and hit 23 and possibly 24 because one of those hit the Raptors,
yeah.
And that sucker was going to go about 650 feet, I think.
Wow, yeah.
But at the end of the day, you gotta face the man in front of you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good call. That's a good call. Jeff, your thoughts on that, man?
I just want to say McGregor, I mean, once the fight – no, I'm just joking. No, I didn't
– we were like,
that Judge kid is – he's like 6'7". Is he legit 6'7"?
82 pounds. 6'7", 82.
And from what I've heard, he played basketball, football. He played everything, like coming out of high school or possibly college. I don't know. Yeah, I didn't watch a bunch of it, but he's an absolute stud. It's ridiculous. So, I mean, Yankee or not, he's just ridiculous. Did he come up through? This is a side note. Did he come up through the Yankee like system?
I think so. Yeah. Well, he's been there for a little bit though. He's 24, I believe.
No,
that's raised too. Yeah. Go ahead, Rob or JQ.
Yeah, he's 25, and I know he played in quite a few games toward the end of last season. So you started to see some of the potential last season. But he is 25, and but to answer your question, I'm not quite sure if he. I want to say yes, he did come through the Yankees farm system.
I think so, because I feel like we would have heard if like the Yankees just like traded for him or. Did some type of swap.
Yeah, I'm looking it up too, as a matter of fact.
I think him and Sanchez are coming up.
Yeah.
I think
he and Sanchez played appearances last year, and you started to see some of the potential last season, but obviously he's coming to his own now.
He was involved in a couple of trades, believe it or not, some trade rumors, but nothing actually transpired, so I can. That's amazing how that, it kind of, he kind of late bloomed, as you can see. But, that's nuts. Yeah.
And I'll tell you this, the Yes Network in New York, I'm sure Jeff is probably familiar with the Yes Network being from New York, but it's obviously a local sports channel in the New York City area. The Yankees ratings on the Yes Network year over year is up 57%. And Aaron Judge is a big reason. For that. So he's
big time.
57% year over year.
How many home runs do you think he hits this year? Just a number.
How many numbers will he hit?
Yeah, how many do you think he's going to hit?
What is he at? What, 29?
What's he at,
28?
30 right now?
Yeah, he's at 30 now.
30?
I think he'll come short of 60. He'll be
over 50 for sure.
Me and Mike said
58.
I'm going to
say
55.
Okay.
I was
about
to say
54,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Mm-mm. I'll say this too, man. You know what's interesting? The fact of the matter is, and this is something I was looking up too. There was I remember that, and we got 2 minutes and we'll wrap this up too. There was a trade like 3 years ago that the Braves were going to be trading for Aaron Judge, believe it or not. This was 10 years ago, like a 10-player trade. The Braves are going to send Jason Hayworth, Anderson Simmons, Upton, Chris Johnson, David Carpenter to the Yankees for Aaron Judge, Gary Sanchez, Luis Severino, Ian Clark, and Manny Banderas. So,
wow!
Imagine if that actually happened back in
way
the day.
Way to go,
man.
Braves!
Again. So,
a bunch of guys they don't have right now for that guy. Yeah. Good job.
I mean,
right.
Who knows how that would have happened? But still, that was one of those crazy things. This was like 3 years ago, you know. So I don't know who was making the shots or. That person is obviously no longer with the organization, but they were ready to talk about that, you know, kind of like a top trade, man. But there's somebody on one side put a stop to that, too. Like, all right, you know, because I guess they were sick of getting kind of, you know, ramped up, too. It's been a fun show, guys. Mm. Really, really appreciate you guys talking to us, man. So, Jeff, man, call in, man. Anytime you want to call in. It's kind of late, man, but, you know, call anytime you want. Mike, we appreciate your banter in the background, too, man. So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, thanks for letting me ramble. I appreciate it.
Oh, man.
You guys have all
awesome call it anytime. Appreciate that, too, man. So go ahead. Any last words for 30 seconds apiece? JQ, any last words, bro, as we wrap the show up?
I'm good. I agree with you. This has been one of our livelier, funnier episodes. I appreciate Jeff and Mike joining us. This has been pretty good. I appreciate everybody listening to the show. Talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Mike, any last words, man?
Hey, I always appreciate these conversations. I may be moving, so I may be calling in sooner or later. But
okay.
All I want to say is, if Holyfield ain't available, I want Aaron Judge.
Okay. Okay.
This is why. This is why we have Mike, man. I love it.
You got a man crushing Holyfield. I'll take his ass down.
Okay. Go ahead, Rob.
Go, Rob.
Next week, people, Wednesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Good night. We'll see you next week.
Jeff, you want to say anything? You want to give a shout out to Jeff? Anything?
12th man.
Man. That is how you end it. It's been a pleasure. It's been all of that, man. We'll see you guys same time. Once again, next Wednesday, call in the number. Jeff, we hope to see you, man, posting all that fun stuff to everyone. We'll talk to you soon. Good night.
Good night.